trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet section at bestof.cbslocal.com. You'll find recommendations on one-tank road trips and nearby staycations, plus ideas for the best local swim classes and family-friendly hikes. For everything family and pets in your city, visit bestof.cbslocal.com. CBS Local. Local lives here.
Tosca. She lives for art, but she'll die for love. Lyric Opera presents Puccini's Tosca on stage January 24th through March 14th. A fiery opera star is in love with a rebel artist, but he's hunted by a villainous police chief who'll stop at nothing to capture him. How far will a desperate diva go to save the man she loves? Immerse yourself in the passion and the beauty of one of the greatest operas ever written, all set to Puccini's stunning music. Tosca at Lyric Opera. Tickets at lyricopera.org.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
Signing. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, this is Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station, WSCR and HD Chicago, WJMK HD2 Chicago.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
And good afternoon. It's 1 o'clock, and from the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, Davis Schuster with a scoreboard update. The Chicago Wolves push for the playoffs versus the defending champ Texas. That continues tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. Three games now in progress in the NCAA tournament. In the Midwest region, there's about 6 minutes to go. Number 3, Notre Dame leading Northeastern 60-51. In the South region, close game early in the second half. Number 3, Iowa State in front of UAB 34-33. And out west in the first half, number 3, Baylor doubling up on Georgia State at 16-8 in that game. And you can listen to and watch all the tournament games on our website at 670thescore.com. Here at the Advocate Center, the Bulls are on the practice court, and that includes Nico Mirotic, who scored 25 points in just 31 minutes last night. And you can put teammate Mike Dunleavy in the camp of those impressed by the 6'10 rookie.
Yeah, he's a big weapon for us. Coming in there off the bench, he's just a matchup problem for guys. You know, there's not a lot of fours in the league that can guard him. You got to come out in the perimeter and, you know, challenge his threes, and then you know, he can put it on the floor and finish. So you know, he's a big weapon for us, and you know, his play of late has been great.
And the Bulls' next game is tomorrow night at the United Center hosting Toronto. The Blackhawks' next game is Saturday night down in Dallas. The Hawks are 8-1-1 over their last 10 games, and they're now just 3 points out of first place in the Central Division. Join Matt Spiegel and Barry Rosner tomorrow from 9 in the morning till 1 in the afternoon at Martin's Corner in Chicago for a live Bud Light College Hoops broadcast as they break down college basketball. Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. This scoreboard update brought to you by 670thescore.com/DoseMVP. Visit to find where to watch the games. I'm David Schuster, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Played on swings, made a fire, roasted marshmallows. It's time to get the hell out of here.
We did all that. We played on the swings, we roasted marshmallows. Now let's roll. Thank you to our guests today. Eddie Olczyk, we just talked to about the Blackhawks and the NHL. Jim Callis from MLBPipeline.com. Mark Schanowski from Comcast Sportsnet. And Jerry Palm from CBS Sports helped us out in advance of the NCAA tournament. Back at the shop, thank you to Shep, Nick Shepkowski, for being in charge back there. Appreciated when Jay Zawoski is off to help his parents move, and really anybody's parents move. Next time anybody's parents are moving, ask Jay Zawoski. He's more than happy to help. Brendan McCaffrey was our man back at the shop as well, along with Adam Harris. Brian Gertz does the video stream and does it well at watch670thescore.com, and it is online and happening right now here at Austin's in Libertyville, including for this transition and for the Boers and Bernstein show. Here at Austin's, Rick Camp. Great job, buddy. Thank you so much. Also, I guess Joe Dredge was helping us out a little bit back there. So thank you much for that. Scott Keena is our intern. David Schuster had the updates. And Dave Miska is the best in the business as an engineer standing next to me on my left. Thank you to Bud Light for having me and Rosner out. And they continue to have Boers and Bernstein out, who join us across the table. Hello, men.
Hello.
Got it all warmed up for us, do you?
Everything's warmed up.
Barry warmed them up, did he?
Would you like me to leave this particular muff? It's got my
own brand
of stench.
You take your muff with you. I do not want your muff.
Barry and I were just reminiscing. He and I actually did a show here 5 years ago, and it was a show entirely about an illegal hit by James Wisniewski.
I remember that.
The night before in Anaheim, and it was also Thursday, the beginning of March Madness, and on that Wednesday night, the Hawks were in Anaheim. Could have been a Corey Crawford shutout. It might have been one of those rare times he played that year. And the night before, Seabrook had hit somebody behind the net in the head, by the way. And then Wisniewski came in, took about 25 steps, and rattled Seabrook's brain off the glass. And it caused a bit of a problem.
I found the Eddie Olczyk stuff about Scott Darling really very, very interesting, because it's no secret the Hawks have had their. There are issues behind the scenes with Corey Crawford, with his behavior, with his goofiness, and the fact that when you hear Olczyk say what he says about Darling, that comes from somewhere.
Actions speak louder than what the Hawks have done. That's done.
Yeah, but it's the fact when that level of endorsement from Eddie, I think, is interesting going into this offseason. When you start looking at those contract numbers that are sticking up and what the Hawks have to deal with, the painful cutting, the slashing and burning to get under next year's cap that they thought would go up, and then the Canadian dollar didn't go up, and now you know Sharp is gone, you know Bickle's likely gone. Do you think it's possible, as good as he is, that salary number might mean they would move on from a guy that they've struggled to reach off the ice?
Well, I disagree with you on Bickle, because I think that contract's impossible to move.
Ideally, they would.
Have they asked Dale? Have they asked him yet?
Well, as long as he's there.
Yeah, he's willing to take anybody, especially if they're from here. The Crawford conversation is interesting, but you're talking about right now as good a goaltender as there is in the NHL.
Agreed.
And I know he's got a big number, but he's a guy who's won a cup. He's a guy who's incredibly good. And you take away the off-ice injury and the 3 weeks that followed it. When he came back, he wasn't very good. But since then, he's been as good as any goalie in the league. So you hesitate to even think about a move like that, unless you think you got a guy who's just as good who can replace him at a much lower cost. But
they've done that before. They've done the low-cost goalie thing before, both here and in Detroit.
Yeah, it's a dangerous move to make, because if you better be damn sure about what you're replacing him with when you're talking about one of the best goalies in the league.
I don't doubt anything you say. I just think it merits.
I never do.
It merits
you, Terry.
Attention.
Then you're smart,
the
man.
You're the only one.
Their offseason, they're going to have to do some serious stuff.
They know it.
That's why they're all in with these acquisitions this year.
That's
right. We spent about 15 minutes talking about the actuality of the winning window and what it's going to be, and how many different things you're going to have to do.
In a perfect world, you would have already incorporated a lot more young players into your lineup. They're all playing somewhere else now because the coach wouldn't play them.
Uh-huh.
But you do have Tara Vine in here. You do have Saad, who's also going to have to get paid. But you
and
are
get better.
Who, Tara Vinen?
Saad.
Oh, Saad.
I was expecting a much bigger jump.
I think he's been fantastic. The last 2 months, I think he's been as good a player as they've had for the last 2 months.
If he can do in the playoffs what everybody said he's capable of doing all over the place and be your Hossa replacement, that'd be awesome.
Well, he's doing it right now. I mean, that's what he's doing right now. He's been incredible at both ends of the ice.
Barry, you're seeing him create chances. You're seeing him be a real two-way forward.
Absolutely,
right?
Yeah. No, defensively, it's amazing how much better he's gotten. He's a smart player, and he's capable of much bigger things. So you look at his playoff last year. He dominated some games in the postseason last year. I think he's got a huge future. He's going to be a big part of this, but he's also going to have to get paid. Teravainen is improving every game. He's a center. I wish you'd let him play center so you could see how good he is.
Get him in the weight room.
And, he'll put on some weight, but you watch him now. You know what you see right now? You see him making plays that other guys cannot anticipate. It reminds me of things that Kane and Taves used to do. It reminds me of things that Jordan used to do when he would hit guys in the back of the head with the ball because they couldn't anticipate it. Tara Vinen is doing that right now.
Know who did that last night a couple times? Mirotić.
Oh, that dude. That you're seeing the blooming, aren't you?
He's got great vision.
And who wouldn't be playing that much either without the injuries?
But you are seeing the full bloom of a guy whose court awareness and his sense as a scorer, his sense of pacing. Like, it's one thing to be able to go by people or to be able to shoot, but knowing when to do it and which side to attack and that feeling of the flow, he's got that feeling of a real scorer.
This is bad for Taj.
I agree.
Has to be. You've got a finite number of minutes to distribute.
Ought to be. Taj has been a ball stopper.
I'm not mad about it.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's bad for the Bulls. I'm saying it's bad for Taj.
That'll be tricky for Thibs then because he loves Taj and Taj is in the circle.
Yeah,
you better learn to start loving the Beardo because...
Well, he is. Yeah. He praised him like crazy last night about him at the 3-2. This is Thibodeau admitting like that cracky. He's figured something out with him at the 3, that he's earned it.
I think that he's, we were talking about him the other day. He's surprised the hell out of me, and when you get down to close games, he's going to be on the floor for that team.
That's what I'm saying.
Not Taj Gibson. Not Taj Gibson.
Terry?
This guy's got to be, I don't care what he does defensively, he's going to be on the floor for a team that's challenged sometimes to score.
If you can afford to have him on the 3, fine. If not, if you're only playing two bigs, he's got to be one of them.
Got to be one of them.
He's got to be part of your closing 5.
We were talking about it earlier. It's going to be really interesting to see how Thibodeau figures this out because
he's fired.
And then he gets fired.
Figure it out before you're fired.
Regrets. I've had a few.
Yeah, I know.
That's how many words.
I listen to him.
I don't know. But some of these guys cannot defend at all. So
Correct. It's
going to be really interesting for him to figure that out.
Well, they can't, but you know what? Then some of them can't score. So you have to kind of take your pick there when you get against a really good team. What do you want to do?
And which does he choose? Traditionally, what does he choose? You know what he chooses.
Well, unfortunately, too, in playoffs, we've seen him coach by rote pattern, where he had his guys who play this half of the quarter and guys who play this half, and then the guys who finish just because they're in the circle or whatever you want to call it. It's my hope that if you're going to go out with a little bit of flexibility and modular coaching where you really look at the matchups and find your spot.
Take some chances.
Is he capable of that?
I don't know.
I don't know. I think he's stubborn as hell on many issues, as we've seen time and time again. He's difficult to deal with. He's difficult to tell what you want to tell him. I don't know. All I know is that you're going to lose close games unless you can score late, and there's just not a whole lot of Bulls who can score late. And I agree about Taj. You give him the ball, you never see it again.
He's right.
And
especially now.
And it's not Noah. I don't want him with the ball either. I don't need that. I mean, you need somebody who can actually score. And I don't know what Derek's going to be. I don't know what he's going to be. I mean, I have no idea.
Going to shoot bad contested threes.
Right, and you'll have Jimmy Butler back, who also can score. So, but you need two options at least.
At least.
These close games.
What are your options? What your options are going to be, if he's healthy and he feels okay, Derek, take his man and do something. Is your second option going to be run a play for Mirotić to be off a couple screens and see what happens when he's got it at the three-point line? Is your second option give it to Powell in the post?
I
think the second option has to be Powell in the post because Mirotić, while he can put it on the floor and occasionally get an angle, I like the kick out to him with the defense rushing out to himself.
And then he could still put it on the floor.
Exactly.
At that point.
If Thibodeau is smart and if he's flexible, they can create unbelievable matchup problems with Mirotić on the floor.
I agree. That's why he has to be there. That's why he has to be there, no matter what Derek's shooting wild threes or whatever's happened or whatever Jimmy, what shape he's in, he seems to be okay. But no Taj, put him out there, and you need him in those games. You need him in those games.
As long as Kirk gets his chances, that's all I care about.
That's all I care about as well. That's my guy.
That poor guy.
There's no legs, he's no arms, and he's still playing. Come on, give him a break, would you?
He's a Monty Python. Oh, yeah. Monty Python character.
Come on, I'll bite your knees off.
Yeah. He's given everything. He's given it all in the game.
He's got nothing.
He's
left
it on the floor. I think literally, he's left it on the floor. It's just out there. He has to remember to go pick it up.
But kidneys, part of his liver. There's all parts of him.
He's
out
in
there.
The circle though.
Well, he leaves his body parts in the circle. Yeah, he's over here. The body parts are over there.
It was a nice night to go back and forth with those two games. It was actually one of those pleasurable nights where both teams were kind of looking pretty good, and the games were fairly entertaining for a while. The hockey game was great.
See, I think this is a pleasurable day because I've realized that after all the years of having a different kind of relationship with the NCAA tournament, you know, when you're in a big program as a college student, and then you're working, and then you're doing, now it's great because I don't have a rooting interest at all. I don't even, except for Steve Alford hoping he dies in a fire.
Sweatshirt on 3 minutes after being in the house.
But I really, it's great. It's great. I mean, Terry, you don't even have Boeheim. You don't have Boeheim to kick around.
Well, he's quitting in 3 years.
I'll take the under on that.
I'll take the under for sure.
Hey, Terry, you think as soon as Burnsy walks in, he blows up like the Duke Blue Devil inflatable chair?
Well, he's done that anyway.
Paint my face.
and the mascot were very close.
Puts half a basketball on his head.
Yeah,
please. Come on. He did it when he was a student.
Actually, I know the guy who was the mascot when we were there. Very nice guy. He's a surgeon.
Protesting,
that's what I'm talking
about. Protesting awfully loud and too much.
Yes,
what
too
do you
much,
say about his
no
Duke hatred?
Yeah. This.
Nobody buys it. Nobody buys it.
No, but the thing that backs him up is that he really hates Coach K. Like, he truly does hate the freaking coach.
Everybody that runs across him hates him. So, I mean, he was he could fool you for a while, but he couldn't fool you over a long enough time. Boeheim couldn't fool you for 5 seconds. The same idiots are still around, and I want them all dead. So, I mean, I'll never get my wish with all of them.
Eventually you will.
Yeah, but I won't be around to enjoy it. I mean, because they want him dead, too.
That's right.
Feeling is mutual.
So who lasts longer, Terry or Boeheim at Syracuse?
Ooh.
Oh, Terry will last plenty.
Oh, I mean, at Syracuse or on the planet?
On the planet. I need Terry to outlive Jim Boeheim. Damn it.
How old is he? They're your marching orders.
How old is that pugwack? How old is Boeheim?
I make you an 8-5 favorite, Terry.
Well, I'm not stressed like that, even though I got this asswipe. Right. I mean, I'm not that kind of stressed like Boeheim.
But the sooner you get away from him, the longer you'll live.
Yeah, but he's got the hot trophy wife, though. Boeheim does.
Does he?
The airline stewardess.
The cheerleader.
Is that what she was?
Mm. Yeah, she was a former cheerleader.
So, so one of the reasons I was almost late today is that my Uncle Jack, who's in the Spiegel's basketball pool that I run every year, still doesn't have a computer or know how to scan anything in or know how to fax me anything. No, he's 81. He's 81 and just doesn't care. So I had to take Uncle Jack's picks on the phone today for the pool.
In the next game, the Buffalo.
He's not quite that Jewish.
He kept asking...
Nobody should be. We want him to be.
Even Mel Brooks is not that Jewish.
He kept asking for Pepperdine, and Matt kept telling him, there's no Pepperdine.
Pepperdine's not in this year. Jim Herrick hasn't coached there in 20 years. But he just kept saying,
All right,
let me start on the right. Villanova, I got NC State. And then he keeps going down.
He's also like, want a tuna salad on toast.
Basically, he's like, I got Gonzala. Give me Gonzala. And then keep giving me Gonzala. And I'm sitting there and I'm putting them in for him on the computer.
What happened to the portions? The portions used to be so big here.
But the food here is terrible. Yeah. But such small portions.
But the best is like, this time of year, I get to stay in touch with Uncle Jack. It's nice. I talk to him for 3 minutes every year as I put his team in.
That's like my Aunt Phyllis with the Heisman vote.
It's like my weekend started early. I think I'm gonna have some fun on Saturday with somebody.
All right, give me a Stevie Austin. Give me Stevie Austin for 3 rounds. You're just guessing at stuff. I got you, Jack. I got your back. And you know, of course, he's going to win.
Sure, he is.
He's going to win.
Oh, not
sure
a doubt in my mind. What's her name at the old building on Belmont? Doris or Dolores used to win every
Dolores
year.
Dolores used to win. She wouldn't know a college basketball game that was playing in front of her.
Remember Dolores?
She would win. She'd win the... Ronnie won once, too, didn't she?
I think so.
I think she did. Ronnie Blanco. I believe she did. For the love of God, I did. That was one of the. I think the year she won though was the year I had the big ticket on Syracuse that I bet in Vegas, like 16-1 or whatever it is when they won it.
Was it a Carmelo year or what?
Yeah, the Carmelo year.
Nice pick. Mwah.
That's a good 16-1. Mm-hmm. Well done, sir.
Mm-hmm. So I enjoyed that very much, and then Ronnie Blanco took away my soup. Everything was gone. She was the whole damn thing. Even though I can't, you know what?
Love your soup.
I really can't pick anything, and he can't pick anything. He just looks at it and does it. He does it in like 30 seconds. I can't even read it in 30 seconds.
This time, I took 3.5 days. I took 3.5 days.
Days?
I didn't finish until this morning. I was in the knowledge acquisition mode. I asked all our guests for a couple of picks. I used that, and we'll see how that works, because it never works when I
do
it the other way.
You use my foolproof system?
No.
Of after the game is over, wow, you write in the team that won?
That does work.
It's
well.
It's great. I'm really pissed.
He rarely misses.
It took me so long to figure it out.
Idiot.
All right, boys, have a good afternoon. What are you doing? Talking sports and things in life and watching games?
Yeah,
we got stuff.
We've got all kinds of stuff. We've got Who You Crapping. We've got the second round of the Tournament of Bad. We're going to be down to the Sour 16 by the end of business today.
All right, there we go. Have a great day. Barry and I will be back tomorrow. Tomorrow, we're in the city. At Damon and Cermak, and I forget the name of the place, but trust me, we're going to say it a lot and make all the sponsors happy.
You'll tweet it out when you get home and figure it out.
I'm going to pull over on the highway to tweet it out, because that's how I roll. Have a great afternoon, everybody. We'll see you later.
There's more Boars and Bernstein on the way on 670 The Score.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Each year, the NCAA Basketball Committee tries to perpetrate the myth that TV is never taken into consideration when creating matchups. Some of the TV matchups are blatant. A potential Wichita State-Kansas round of 32 game. A rematch in the same round of last year's Michigan State-Virginia game. Arizona somehow landing in the same bracket as Wisconsin after their classic regional final last March. And then there's Lafayette-Villanova tonight in Pittsburgh. It's pure coincidence, of course, that Lafayette coach Fran O'Hanlon played at Villanova. When Hanlon played, his nickname was Rainbow because he shot the ball so high. Now it's the committee that must be over the rainbow if they think anybody's buying that this matchup is, to quote Kramer from Seinfeld, another Festivus miracle. I'm John Feinstein. CBS
Sports Radio. Is your restaurant using the best point-of-sale system available? I'm Joe Flynn, owner of PDQ Signature Systems. If your restaurant doesn't have online ordering, delivery mapping, or a customer rewards program, you need PDQ. Whether you're casual or fine dining or quick service with delivery, if you want happy customers, you need PDQ. Your costs will go down, your revenue will go up. Visit PDQ today at PDQPOS.com. That's PDQPOS.com. If your favorite restaurant doesn't have online ordering, tell them to visit PDQPOS.com.
Tosca. She lives for art, but she'll die for love. Lyric Opera presents Puccini's Tosca on stage January 24th through March 14th. A fiery opera star is in love with a rebel artist, but he's hunted by a villainous police chief who'll stop at nothing to capture him. How far will a desperate diva go to save the man she loves? Immerse yourself in the passion and the beauty of one of the greatest operas ever written, all set to Puccini's stunning music. Tosca at Lyric Opera. Tickets at lyricopera.org.
If you're anything like I was, the thought of getting older was the last thing on your mind. But here we are. For me, it started slowly. The lack of energy. Never being in the mood. And when I was, I could never perform at my best. I tried the pills and other treatments with minimal results, and all but given up on my sex life. Then I found the doctors at New Mayo Medical Center. Wow, they made a new male out of me. Feel like I'm 25 again. I have renewed vigor, so much more energy, and no longer worry about my performance. New Mayo treated me like my situation was one of a kind. With a custom treatment plan that really works, I feel great. They can create one for you too. It does not matter if you suffer from low testosterone, erectile dysfunction, or just want to last longer. New Mayo will help you.
Call New Mayo Medical Center today at 847-852-4144. That's 847-852-4144. 847-852-4144. It will change your life. 847-852-4144.
The city is yours to navigate. Enjoy it luxuriously in a select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover from Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago. Serving Chicagoland for over 55 years, Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago has outstanding pricing, financing, and lease offers, including 0.9 financing on select certified pre-owned Land Rover models. Right now, you can drive a 2013 select edition certified pre-owned Land Rover LR4 at Howard Orloff for only $47,995 and get up to 6-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty coverage. And Howard Orloff has 35 other select editions certified pre-owned Land Rover models available for immediate delivery. For an outstanding selection of Land Rover models, shop Howard Orloff's Land Rover Chicago, just off the Kennedy at Armitage, or visit Orloff.com.
Stock number P127068, plus tax, title, license, and dock fee. Coverage begins on the vehicle's original date of retail sale. See your local Land Rover dealer for details. Expires March 31st.
Real-Time Sports in Elk Grove Village is your spot for all the playoff action, featuring over 50 TVs and large screens, plus daily food and drink specials. It's the place for the action. For more info, visit realtimesportsbar.com. The real March markdown is at Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are always less than you think. Now, through March 31st, Woodfield Nissan is going mad in March. During the March markdown sales event, every new Nissan has been reduced, including the brand new 2014 Nissan Sentra. March markdown priced for only $12,995 or $89 per month. Go to Woodfield Nissan today, where payments and prices are always less than you think. Want top dollar for your trade-in? Take it to Woodfield Nissan, because your trade is worth a lot more than you think. Woodfield Nissan has something for everyone, and availability of over 750 new Nissans, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Hurry in. The March markdown sales event ends March 31st, only at Woodfield Nissan, just 2 miles west of the Woodfield Mall at Higgins and Gulf. Prices and payments are plus tax, title, dock fee, and license. All manufacturers' rebates and incentives apply. Sentra model number 12014. Payment is based on 3-year lease with $39.95 down at lease signing.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Tellys, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
AutoZone. This is what driving with an out-of-tune engine feels like. Keep your engine running smooth. Stop by AutoZone and get all the parts you need for a tune-up. Save over 70% on Autolite Iridium XP spark plugs after $1 instant savings and $4 mail-in rebate. Limit 8. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Kick off the 2015 running season with the Bank of America Shamrock Shuffle, Sunday, March 29th. Register now and be a part of the world's largest 8K. A great run through the heart of Chicago. Register now at shamrockshuffle.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This hour of Boers and Bernstein is brought to you by Webb Chevrolet Oak Lawn. Visit webbchevroletoaklawn.com today.
Bernstein.
It's showtime, folks.
Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
And a very pleasant good afternoon. Going to make you several promises for the next 4.5 hours or thereabouts. We're going to do the best we can to keep you informed and entertained. Perhaps have a lever too along the way. A lot of persistent rapping at someone's back door.
Ding.
Ding. Ding. Ding. And this is radio's best combination of...
embarrassing, atrocious, despicable, pathetic, asinine.
That's it. I'm Terry Boers.
And I'm Dan Bernstein. We will have all kinds of things going on today from Austin Saloon in Libertyville here on the Boers and Bernstein Show. Bud Light has us here taking in all of the early games. It's the most fun 2 days of the NCAA tournament.
Correct.
We will have tournament. There it is, Dave Miska. Thank you.
Dave Miska!
We will have tournament of bad second round voting.
I can't hear you.
To 4 o'clock. And then we will have the second half at 3:30, 5 o'clock today, because it's Thursday.
Hi, buddy!
We will do...
who are you crapping?
It's been really good as late, and we look forward to more people actually calling in and reading their work.
Yes.
312-644-6767 is the number at WSCR The Score. Email us at boersandbernstein@670thescore.com. That's where you listen to us live.
Miss Honey.
We're streaming at 670thescore.com. We have
texting
that's brought to you by thehomeloanexpert.com. It's at 67011. You text, we reply. Message and data rates may apply. It's at Boers_Bernstein on Twitter. You want to follow me at Dan_Bernstein? You can do that. There's boersandbernstein.com and the 10 seconds of glory question via the Audio Roadshow application. Here it is. What excuse are you using to get out of work the next 2 days? Our engineer is the aforementioned Dave Miska.
Here comes Wade around the white side screen. The tough jumper. Yes! Dwayne Wade! You are a giant!
A what?
Gyre the Gyre. What? That's great.
You are a giant.
A giant?
I don't know.
That's the best he could do.
Is that Ian?
Is he?
No, it was not.
No.
It sounded like him, though. Who is
that's
that?
The Heat's TV guy.
Yeah.
Who is it?
I don't know.
It sounded exactly like him.
Abe Vigoda. I don't know who that is.
You are ridiculous.
But that's better.
That's what I thought he was going to say.
No.
You are a giant.
A what?
Something. You are something.
He is.
You are a giant.
Huh?
He's my EMT. My ENT, my CPA, my CPR. Oh, my God. And... It just happened a week ago, the mayor of Alsip.
Wow, congratulations.
Mm-hmm.
Our executive producer on site, Matt Abaticola.
Great Bob Uecker, funniest man in the world. Dirty, and he dirty, very talks dirty. Is that a fact? Swears all the time. First met him at a spring training game. Bob Uecker was on a successful stand-up show called Mr. Belvedere. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a show, the Norm show, I play Norm. And he said to me, he goes, "Hey man, you know Belvedere?"
Norm MacDonald last night out with Letterman. Hysterical. Just hysterical. He's put on a little weight. He's a much larger man than he used to be, but absolutely hysterical.
Well, you don't cease being funny when you put on weight.
No, but I mean, sometimes I've seen him and it hasn't been like this, but now he's just. You talked about the Saturday Night Live thing. You thought he was good, right? He was so good last night. So good.
At the Score Studios, we have Joe Dredge.
I go, "No, I don't know Belvedere." And he goes, "Oh, man, great guy. He big fat guy, but still nice." And
it's Rockford's American Idol.
Chris Tannehill.
He goes, "I'll tell you something about Belvedere you might not know." I go, "What's that?" He goes, "He loves fried mozzarella." I go, "Oh, how do you know that?" He goes, "Well, in the back of these TV shows, they have little things where you can get food, and they had a little stove, you know, with a skillet. And, man, I'd put mozzarella on there, and I'd feed it to them. And then one time I got called into a big meeting, and all these muckety-mucks were sitting around. They said, 'You got to stop feeding Belvedere.'"
Doing you. He is Captain Indestructo and our internist Rich Detail.
Nice.
Where's Matt at?
Scoreboard update.
Well, you know, Dan, if you get too big, you cease becoming funny because you die.
Right. Oh, yes. I would say
that's a possibility.
Depending on who you are, that could be pretty funny.
Depending on who it is. Exactly.
That's correct.
A giant!
You are a vagina?
You are a vagina!
That's what he said. Is that what he said?
No.
Oh, he didn't? He said giant?
Okay. Yeah.
What it was?
Yeah, he did not say vajayjay.
No, he didn't say he said vajayjay.
You are Oprah!
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio live at Austin's in Libertyville, the Wolves push for the playoffs against the defending champs Texas tonight at 7 at Allstate Arena. We start with the NCAA tournament games. Three going on right now and some three seeds and some tough matchups. Iowa State leading UAB 55-51 right now with about 3 minutes to go in that game. At the half, Baylor leads Georgia State 33-30. And the two seed Arizona leading Texas Southern 19-6, about 11 minutes to go in the first half of that game. One game is final already. The three seed Notre Dame beats Northeastern 69-65, and they probably should not have. We have several games that we'll keep you updated on during the course of the B&B show while we're here at Austin's. NBA, the Bulls are off today. They have back-to-back games. They start tomorrow, and they host Toronto, and then they're at Detroit on Saturday. The Bulls currently are one game up on Washington for the fourth seed in the East. NHL, Blackhawks are off until Saturday when they play at Dallas. They're trailing St. Louis by 3, Nashville by 2 in the Central Division. The Hawks have won 4 in a row and 7 of their last 9. Spring training, White Sox are off today. Cubs have a split squad game. 3:05, Kyle Hendricks takes on the Angels. 8:40 this evening, Edwin Jackson against the Diamondbacks. Tomorrow, it's the White Sox and the Cubs. At 2:55, a game you can hear right on the Score. This scoreboard update brought to you by Vasectomy Clinics of Chicago. Join the Score's Hub Arkish from 6:30 till 10 and Joe Ostrowski from 10 until midnight. Broadcasting live tomorrow at Fox and Hound in Schaumburg, for a College Hoops broadcast presented by Dos Equis. Enter for your chance to win a trip to Rio Riviera Maya, Mexico, thanks to Apple Vacations. Come watch the games and enjoy specials on Dos Equis. I'm Matt Abaticola, and you're listening to the number one sports radio station in Chicago, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Yeah, 133, Boers and Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. And Northeastern did indeed have a chance at Notre Dame, could not get a shot off, two down, and had all kinds of opportunities, all kinds of time, and could not get a shot off against the ACC champion, Irish. Dummies.
Just somebody needs to shoot the ball, I guess. But you
shoot
know.
The ball. Are you, hey, shoot.
College basketball, the concept of having to shoot a ball is apparently lost on
some
teams.
They had a guy on the right side of the court that was standing there by himself.
Alone.
They couldn't get the ball to him. Didn't see him. I mean, I don't know where your point guard was. I don't know who your point guard is, but he's fired.
Maybe he's graduating anyway. So you
probably
have to worry.
But get the hell out of here.
Yeah, this is it's fun to just have all of the TVs blinking and the cheerleaders are jumping and Dick Vitale is screaming and telling you how wonderful Jim Boeheim is. Now, I guess Boeheim
is
put
he
on,
really?
I guess Boeheim put on an astonishing performance today at his press conference that he timed immediately before the tip-off of the NCAA tournament. So first he has assistants answer questions for him. He's like, yes, I'll talk. I'll answer everything. When? Oh, well, right before the tournament tips off.
Wow. Well, I had enough of that. Like 5 minutes after you're around that guy, you want him to die. So, I mean, it is that's a long time ago, too. I've been waiting 30 years. 30 years of this idiot. And now they tell me, well, he's gonna retire 3 more years, which is basically saying screw you, which I have no problem saying that to the NCAA. I have absolutely no problem. It's just that I hate him. And he is a weaselly bastard, and it's got nothing to do with what he does with the team, because what he does with the Syracuse team is no different than any of the other power mongers who coach in that business do. Nothing different. He conducts his business the same way. He's just a guy that I've never seen happy. He's never happy about anything, never has a good word for anybody. He's kind of like me. And he never, even though he's in these positions, and he has these terrific teams. Remember some of the early Syracuse teams of the 80s? Some of the talent this guy had? Never, never good enough. He's bitching about this, that, and the other stuff. Dude, and for a long time, there's a lot of people who knew a lot more about college basketball than I did that thought the only thing was standing in the way of Syracuse was him. Him. And you know what? If you watch them play, you couldn't disagree with it. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date on everything that's going on today, aside from that idiot.
Yeah, there's things and games and teams that get you mildly interested until the better team tries to assert itself, is what we've sort of seen early on in some of these games. And generally, we end up with some upsets. And I don't really feel strongly about anything other than bad things happening to Steve Alford. Basketball
immediately,
or otherwise.
Immediately, as fast as possible. Go away. But they have something to prove because people say they don't belong in the tournament. They're going to show people they do.
Okay.
Ass wipe.
Okay.
UCLA. UCLA, dude.
You shouldn't have to be showing people that you're good in the tournament because you're one of the heritage programs. Although, it's sort of like the DePaul thing. When do you have to stop saying that?
Now.
Okay.
Now, don't say it ever again. Until Oliver Purnell actually does something. When you during his entire tenure, my basketball people say, oh, my God.
We mentioned during transition about the decision that Tom Thibodeau has to make between Nikola Mirotic and Taj Gibson, and I think it's made. I think this is easy. I think you watch the rate at which Mirotic is developing, and there has to be a little bit of trust there.
Well, you need I think in tough games that he brings something to. I'm not talking about driving to the basket or rebounding or stopping somebody defensively. I'm talking about purely getting that shot. I mean, you can get him open at the three point just for a second. I mean, that guy doesn't even hit the hoop, man. That thing is straight down to the floor. So, I mean, I think there's a certain advantage. You're a better team when he's on there. And I understand he's not a great defensive player. He gets pushed around, and he's not exactly all that good at a lot of things. But he's a tough matchup. For anybody you play.
UAB has taken a 1-point lead over Iowa State, the 14 seed leading the 3 seed with 50.5 seconds left.
Uh-oh, Maddie's Iowa State friends down at the end of the bar are going to be very disappointed.
You made Iowa State friends already today?
Oh, Maddie made friends everywhere. Are you kidding me? It's a home game. two sullen bitches at the end of the bar. Look at them.
Oh, Freddie Hoiberg will design something because he understands that next year Freddie Hoiberg will be running plays for Nikola Mirotic.
Well, that's
himself.
What I'm thinking. I think right. That's what I thought. My thought was, okay, the faster Freddie is done doing that, the quicker he can get here for the interview.
That's Terry Bores.
Deep in the tournament.
And I'm Dan Bernstein, and Bud Light has us in Libertyville at one of our favorite regular haunts. It is Austin's Saloon. Come by, say hello, and have a nice cold Bud Light, the perfect beer for whatever happens. Who you crapping today at 5 on the score?
Listen to and watch every NCAA tournament game on 670thescore.com. Don't miss any of the action. Log on to 670thescore.com to listen to and watch every NCAA tournament.
Fantasy sports fans are winning huge cash prizes every day at DraftKings.com, America's home for daily fantasy sports. Daily fantasy means it's a new season every time you play. Pick your sport. They offer baseball, hockey, golf, and more. Draft your team and win cash. Last year, $300 million were won at DraftKings.com, and this year they're paying out over $1 billion in prizes. You could be next to win big. Go to DraftKings.com now and enter promo code SCORE to play for free. That's SCORE for a free entry now at DraftKings.com.
Time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Just in time for spring grass and weeds, the Home Depot has trimmed the Echo Professional gas-powered trimmer by $20 to just $149. So let's power up. With Echo's industry-leading 5-year warranty, powerful engine, and lightweight design, you can cut through the toughest grass, weeds, and weekend yard work in no time at all. Spring all out for less with the Echo Gas Professional Trimmer, just $149. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid in Continental U.S. only.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
Avoid bankruptcy. Does credit card debt have you living paycheck to paycheck? Are you making minimum payments but only falling further behind? Call the Mediator Law Group to find out about our debt reduction program. Guaranteed to settle your credit card debt or you don't pay. That's right. It's called Pay for Performance, and you won't pay a dime until the job's done. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call 800-821-2412. 800-821-2412.
Listen up, America. The price of life insurance has gone down 60% over the last 15 years. Many Americans know they need it, and some that have life insurance know they don't have enough. How would your family get by without you? Find out how easy it is to protect the ones you love. The quote is free, and there are no obligations. Call Listen Up America now, 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632. That's 1-800-671-2632. 1-800-671-2632.
Perhaps when you think cruise, you'd imagine staged entertainment, excessive dining, dressy attire, and stops in only a few major ports. Hurtigruten is none of that. On board our smaller ships, you're in good company with like-minded, active, inquisitive travelers. Norway's celebrated Hurtigruten route includes over 1,000 miles of stunning coastline. Find your voyage today by calling 855-370-2651. On a Hurtigruten voyage, you don't just visit Norway, you become part of it. Call 855-370-2651 today.
CBS Wednesday.
In simple terms, we use behavioral science to hunt down monsters.
Find out why Criminal Minds is TV's number one suspense thriller.
He has two forms of expression, silence and rage.
The only thing more dangerous than a serial killer.
This guy is smart. We have to be smarter.
Are the people who catch them.
Now it's our turn to chase him.
The answer's in there somewhere. You just got to find it.
Searching for bad boys. It's my specialty.
Criminal Minds. Wednesday, only CBS.
It's the show that can move you to tears.
You need me, Mom.
I do.
Or tears of laughter.
Maybe I should help someone.
What's stopping you?
To be honest,
a complete lack of compassion.
And now, you can find TV's Funniest Moms on Thursday.
I wanted to talk about me, and I thought I'd come off better if I pretended to be interested in you.
Emmy winner Allison Janney and Anna Faris star.
Let's go lunch! I'm not hungry!
Grandma's making it!
Okay!
Mom, Thursday, only CBS.
This debates, commentary, interviews, and more.
This is the biggest story going at the camp.
This is such a complicated issue.
CBS Sports Radio.
This is the Big League
on CBS Sports Radio and CBSSportsRadio.com.
CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Monday.
Surprise!
Spend some time with Mike and Molly.
Where you been all day?
It's your mother's.
I thought that was where fun went to die.
America's favorite couple.
A romantic little story about two people who meet in Chicago.
Aw, that's us.
Oh, God, no.
And there's more laughs.
You're like a boxer.
Because I want to punch you in the face?
Than ever before.
That's the world I want to live in.
Don't miss Mike and Molly.
Oh, it's going to be so great.
CBS Monday.
You've got Boris and Marissa, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Sports Center. Watch the end of the Iowa State game. Iowa State looks to be in trouble. Fred Hoiberg looks to be available for an interview.
And this thing is over. UAB has knocked off the 3-seed Iowa State. There's some messy brackets already.
Messy Fred brackets.
Hoiberg's,
that's what I have.
Cyclones are toast.
Messy brackets.
60-59, I believe, the final, if I can see from my vantage point here. Indeed, 60-59. Down goes Iowa State. And that's that.
And here comes Fred Hoiberg.
And Fred Hoiberg is packing his bags for Ord. Boy, the stuff from Thibodeau.
I have no regrets. That's what I thought
that's,
it was.
That's a farewell, isn't it?
It's a farewell speech. That's what I thought it was. I mean, I could be mistaken, but that's what it sounded like to me. He was saying goodbye to all of us. We hardly knew ye. Yeah, I thought that was a goodbye speech. I thought that was pretty much, I got no regrets. I just kind of took it to be that Tom is not dumb, and Tom knows what's going on, and he'll probably do it again at some point. But that wasn't a pregame basketball thing, was it? You don't do that, do you? I never had a guy say, "Well, you know, I know I don't regret." I mean, I had a lot of bad coaches I dealt with over the years, but I never had anybody. I guess know that he's fired. I mean, I think that's what he knows, and he's been doing this for a while, but this now. Last night, to me, that's it. That's it. You know damn well he's fired now.
It's what it sounded like.
He knows it. Yeah, and he knows it too.
If he's already giving you these dropping hints mm-hmm. with cryptic comments,
yep.
I mean, to me, that's the lead, right? They ran away from the Pacers.
No.
No, the lead is your coach sending clear signals that he's done.
Yeah, he knows it. And he knows it. It's not like he's not sure what they're going to do, or there's some, you know, oh, we'll see what happens at the end of the season, whatever that is. No, that's not what that was.
This email from Mac who says, Hoiberg just crapped a bed in that game. I'm sorry, but the Bulls replacing Thibodeau with him would be so Cub.
No, he's a good coach.
I think so, too.
He's a real good coach. I don't really, you know, that game. Hey, that's a great play they ran to get that three. It's a terrific play. Are you out of your mind? Need a new TV.
He got a wide-open three for one of his better shooters.
I mean, yes. For the love of God, a gorgeous play he ran at the top. So, come on.
It was a hell of a tip-in, too, but then they got burned by the fact that the ball sat on the rim for a second.
Until 0.4. And
who's the UAB
over.
Coach?
Maddie and I looked it up because we thought it was still that guy from several years ago. Remember that bunch of UAB, how much fun they were? Remember those guys? That was he moved on.
Was
that
it Mike Anderson?
Yeah, because he got a better job right away. Remember Missouri
used to be Murray Bartow, and I saw his name in the paper today, although it was misspelled. Actually, it was spelled in the Tribune Smack section. It was spelled M U R R A Y, when I believe it's M U R R Y. Not that anybody cares. Jared Haas is the coach.
Jared Haas.
Is it the former Kansas guard?
Yeah, I think it is. It's what he looks like to me. How does
one look like a former Kansas guard?
Well,
he looks like one. I can sniff out one of those a mile away.
No, you don't remember him? I remember him.
Yeah, but
he looks just like him.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. He seems to be.
Well, I'm not debating
There's a lot of guys like that around that were former players that are coaching now. You know, there's a ton of them. Ton of them. I never thought of him as, like, looking at him, his game and saying, there's a guy just itching to be a coach. But apparently he has. And I don't care what it is, though. There's some schools like that one that you just got to watch out for. You don't want to play them. I don't know why you don't want to play Webb, but you don't. But Freddie's free now. And Freddie seems to be the consensus choice for my people. That seems to be not even much.
I haven't asked.
Not much of a, yeah, that he's in first. And I don't know if there's a plan B. But and I don't know that, I don't know if Fred's ever said that. Has Freddie ever said he's itchy, twitchy, and wants to go with the NBA? I mean, and most coaches do in that position. But I think he's got an opening here. He's going to have one. I think the Bulls will be significantly different when that happens, too.
Yeah, I when I heard what Thibodeau said after the game, asked directly about what's going on, that I didn't think that the story would be about Joakim Noah and his movie and his award.
No, I didn't either.
Do you feel like management has your back as much today as it had day one?
Yeah, I mean, hey, look, I've been around a long time, so I understand. You know, when you go through things, it's all part of this. So it's, you know, for me, it's just you block out all the noise and concentrate on your job. Just go out and do your job to the best of your ability. And, you know, I have no regrets. I put everything I have into each and every day. And I'm going to let the results, you know, I'm good with that.
It's goodbye.
That's the lead.
They're sitting in judgment. Yep.
That's the lead.
Solid now. Not guesswork. Solid. Solid. Not like an odd quote from Garpax or something in there where you got, there's a little guy, wait a minute, what did he say exactly? That's right there. That's the one that says, hey, I'm happy with what I did. Doesn't mean everybody's happy with what they did, but I am.
Didn't it sound like he was very close to the past tense in some of that?
Yes.
He kept it all present tense.
Yeah, kept it present tense, but
it didn't sound like present tense.
But that's to me, look, the window remains very small here because Pau can't do this for five more years while you're waiting for Derek to be Derek again. He can't do this. So and what's really, really bad about it is there's nobody that's terrific in the East. You know, the Heat's gone. It's not like, well, we can't do that. Well, yeah, of course you couldn't do that. But now the East is there, and I don't think you're good enough. I mean, I don't think you are without Derek, because I don't know what he's going to come back. He's ahead of schedule. What does that mean, he's ahead of schedule? What does that mean to him?
That means he should be back in less than 4 weeks?
Yeah, I guess. That's what he said. That's what ahead of schedule.
Ahead of schedule means the 4-6 has changed?
I guess. That's what he said. Ahead of schedule. Maybe back tomorrow. But I just, you know, heard a lot of coaches, a lot of different questions, a lot of ways to approach things. To me, that's like saying, hey, I got no regrets. I did. This is how we play. This is what we do. And I'm not going to look back at it at all. And look, everybody knows that his seat is very, very hot for a variety of reasons, mostly brought upon himself by not an unwillingness, so stubborn about stuff. But to me, that last night was like, I heard that after the game, and I thought, oh my God, he knows he's done. He knows he's done. And you've got, besides this, you had people writing that even if they won the NBA title, they were going to fire him. Remember that? Holy crap. He won the NBA title. I don't care. We're going to fire him. I mean, I just think that too many times, and I like him. I like him as a coach. I like him. You can find another one, though. But too many times, he's crossed that line into knowingly not doing what he was told.
And you know what else has happened is they've gotten past the lying about it. That for a long time, when we would hear from, whether it was just back channel sources or from national writers who might hear something, the story about the bad blood or the friction between the two levels of the organization, they used to lie. Yeah. They used to say, oh, everything's fine. I don't know where that comes from. You know, sort of like you hear from the other tenant of that building sometimes. That, oh, I don't know what he's talking about, all that stuff. Everything's fine. Everybody gets along great.
That's all BS.
Right. They used to do that.
Yeah, not
you know,
now.
You notice the Bulls have stopped doing that.
Bulls have stopped doing that.
They don't do that anymore. And they're not yanking anybody's chain anymore. And now it's sort of cryptic. And now it's shrugged shoulders. And, we just have to be concerned about what we do, et cetera, et cetera. The whole locker room knows about it. And they can try to block it out. And if maybe Thibs can spin it. Maybe it's, win one for Thibs. Maybe everybody sort of doubles down and does the best they can do to redeem their embattled leader. Unfortunately, I don't think he's got that going for him either. I know at least one guy in that locker room that isn't ready to keep grinding for him. I know one.
Yeah, I think that's exactly where we're at, and he's getting impatient and knows it too.
In Willowbrook, this is Tom. He's on the score.
Hi guys. Well, I guess Fred Hoiberg might not be the next Bulls coach.
Why?
Why?
He's got bounced. Like, really? So? You guys think that has Brown? You're going to go be an NBA head coach?
Oh, come on. You know that has zero to do with anything.
I know. I'm just messing with you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
A waste of a call.
Idiot.
Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to start the Tournament of Bad voting.
That's right.
Coming up just after the top of the hour from 2. Now, Maddie, you have listed here 2 to 3. Is it the same as usual, 2 to 2:45? Or do we actually roll it to 3? Okay, so it'll be a full hour of voting in the second round of the Terry Bors and Chris Tannehill regions. We'll give you the matchups. I'll let you know if you just can go to tournamentofbad.com to begin voting, and we'll go through this next group of games. We'll be down to the Sour 16 when we're finished up today. Bors and Bernstein at Austin's in Libertyville on the score.
Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios, you're listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's original sports talk station. Visit your local Hyundai dealer for a test drive today.
The Fender Stratocaster, a guitar that changed the world. And now through Sunday, get it and a whole lot more at Guitar Center Stratathon. It's not just a couple guitars on sale. Buy any new Fender guitar, bass, or amp and score up to a $100 promo gift card. Get the lowest price guaranteed on all Fender Strats, Teles, Jaguars, P-Basses, amps, acoustics, and more. Grab the Squire or Fender gear you've been dreaming of and get your promo gift card at Guitar Center Stratathon. In-store and at guitarcenter.com.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
This is what driving with then out of tune engine feels like. Keep your engine running smooth. Stop by AutoZone and get all the parts you need for a tune-up. Save over 70% on Autolite Iridium XP spark plugs after $1 instant savings and $4 mail-in rebate. Limit 8. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
The real March markdown is at Woodfield Nissan, where the prices are always less than you think. Now through March 31st, you can take your pick of a new 2015 Nissan Altima or a new 2015 Nissan Rogue, both March markdown priced for only $16,995 or only $149 a month. That's $16,995 or $149 a month for a brand new Rogue or Altima. Take your pick. Go to Woodfield Nissan today, where payments and prices are always a lot less than you think. Want top dollar for your trade-in? Take it to Woodfield Nissan, because your trade is worth a lot more than you think. Woodfield Nissan has something for everyone, with availability of over 750 new Nissans, cars, trucks, and SUVs. Hurry! The March Markdown sales event ends March 31st, only at Woodfield Nissan, just 2 miles west of the Woodfield Mall at Higgins and Golf.
Tosca. She lives for art, but she'll die for love. Lyric Opera presents Puccini's Tosca on stage January 24th through March 14th. A fiery opera star is in love with a rebel artist, but he's hunted by a villainous police chief who'll stop at nothing to capture him. How far will a desperate diva go to save the man she loves? Immerse yourself in the passion and the beauty of one of the greatest operas ever written, all set to Puccini's stunning music. Tosca at Lyric Opera. Tickets at lyricopera.org.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
The next time you need auto parts and accessories, trust the parts professionals at the 102 Chicagoland O'Reilly Auto Parts stores. Our professional parts people know what it takes to get the job done right. Professionals have counted on O'Reilly Auto Parts for decades. Now you can too. Professional parts people. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Auto Parts.
Just in time for spring grass and weeds, the Home Depot has trimmed the Echo Professional gas-powered trimmer by $20 to just $149. So let's power up. With Echo's industry-leading 5-year warranty, powerful engine, and lightweight design, you can cut through the toughest grass, weeds, and weekend yard work in no time at all. Spring all out for less with the Echo Gas Professional Trimmer, just $149. The Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid in continental U.S. only.
CBS Tuesday.
You ready?
I'm good for a fight.
The network that brought you TV's number one drama, NCIS, takes you to the Big Easy.
My city, my way.
Now, New Orleans has its own NCIS.
This town really gets into your DNA.
Scott Bakula stars.
Are we gonna have some fun?
NCIS New Orleans, Tuesday, only CBS. CBS Friday, America's bosses are going back undercover.
Oh, man, this is hard work.
To meet their workers.
When I help people, it helps me.
And change their lives.
He gonna give me a home.
New bosses.
I believe in you.
New inspirational stories.
You changed my life so much.
You changed mine.
The Emmy Award-winning Undercover Boss.
These tears of joy right here.
Friday, only CBS.
Trying to find kid-friendly weekend activities? Or maybe you're looking to pamper your pet? Then head over to CBS Local's Family and Pet.